Back to the breaking news we told you about some moments ago. British media reporting that Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. He's faced a growing rebellion within his ruling party over a series of scandals. More than 50 members of his own government have resigned. Let's go live to Downing Street. Al Jazeera's Paul Brennan is there. Paul, what's the latest?
The latest, as far as the total goes, is 55 now members of the government who've resigned. I'll go back through some of them at the moment. But the most important line that's just emerged in the last 15, 20 minutes is a communique from Downing Street, which says the Prime Minister will make a statement to the country today. And the understanding is that Boris Johnson will step down as Prime Minister today. He will resign. He wants to continue as Prime Minister until the autumn. But there will be a leadership race for the Conservative Party leadership during the summer. And the intention is that there will be a leader in place of the Conservative Party by the time of the Conservative Party annual conference, which takes place in October. So a brief statement from Downing Street saying the Prime Minister will make a statement to the country today. What we expect to happen is that a pedestal, a plinth, will come out from the door behind me, number 10, into the street. Microphones will be attached, and at some point, Boris Johnson will emerge, having bowed, frankly, to the inevitable. After the pressure that has been put on him to step down, both for the good of the party, for the good of the country. He was vowing to hang on, vowing to defy the critics, insisting that he had a mandate from the 14 million people that he said voted for him in the 2019 election, despite the fact that his cabinet ministers were putting in their resignation letters, and some of the language that they were using in those letters was utterly scathing of Boris Johnson's leadership, of his integrity, of his vanity as well. The most recent one to go was Caroline Johnson, who's the Conservative Party chairman. The cumulative effect of your errors of judgment, she wrote, have squandered the goodwill of our great party. And you know, she's just one of that's 50. She was the 55th member of the government to quit. He was frankly running out of staff, running out of people in government to govern with.
And Paul, just remind us how we got to this point. What's led to this political crisis?
The straw that broke the camel's back was an incident with a member of the government whose job is deputy chief whip. Now, it's responsible for party discipline, essentially, a man called Chris Pincher, who was very, very drunk in the Carlton Club during the course of last week and essentially sexually assaulted a male staffer. Now, the Boris Johnson was questioned as to how Chris Pincher had been appointed to this job when, given the fact that he had a little bit of a track record for this. There'd been an incident when he was at the Foreign Office back in 2019, and Boris Johnson said he had no knowledge of any prior situation about Chris Pincher or prior concerns. In fact, he was called out for that being untrue. Boris Johnson had been briefed in person about the situation with Chris Pincher and about the fact that Chris Pincher's conduct had resulted in a formal process and that the complaint had been upheld. Boris Johnson tried to wriggle out of that by saying, oh, yes, I forgot about that. Sorry, yes, I'm sorry, but it was simply an oversight, a misrecollection. But the weary MPs on his own party, of the Conservative Party, frankly, had enough, because we've had a succession of this. We've had Partygate, for example, during the course of 2020 and early 2021, when staff here in the Prime Minister's own office were holding gatherings in breach of coronavirus lockdown rules. The Prime Minister himself was issued with a fixed penalty fine by the police as a result of attending one of these gatherings. Again, he followed a typical pattern of Boris Johnson, which is, first of all, to deny that there was anything going wrong, but then to apologise and say, well, we consider the matter closed. It won't wash anymore. And now he's out.
Al Jazeera's Paul Brennan reporting live there from Downing Street in London. Just to remind you once again, British media are reporting that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. He's faced a growing rebellion within his ruling party over a series of scandals. Number 10 has not said anything other than the Prime Minister will make a statement to the country later today.